Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. Tonight, I am so excited because it is International Women's Day. So we are celebrating all women. You know, we've been putting our hands up and we've been high-fiving, and we just want you to know how much we appreciate each and every woman that we know. Sometimes we forget to tell the women in our lives how much they mean to us. And, you know, if we start trying to name them all, we will forget somebody, so I'm not going to try to do that tonight. But tonight, I want to just celebrate women, celebrate our lives, our businesses, what we're doing in the community, and I hope that you can call in. So if you're listening and you're a first-time caller and you want to call in tonight, we're going to have open mic. The number is 1-661-554-9123. So give us a call. We're looking forward to hearing all about you and your business. So I'm excited. So if this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, my name is Francine Allen Humphrey. I am your host tonight. And my co-host is Veronica McMillan, and she is out taking care of business tonight, so she won't be joining me. But I truly will miss her tonight. So to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, we want to welcome you and just tell you what is going on with us, what we do, and how you can get in touch with us. It is Issues Concerning Women, and we focus on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. That's just a quick overview of what we do, but just want you to know that we are here for you. We're here to support you in your business. And if you are the person who has a nonprofit and you need some help, then you need to speak to Veronica McMillan, and we'll give out information at the end of the show. You can leave questions here. We will contact you, or you can actually call us, and I'm going to give you my number, and that's 757-567-6734. And don't call us after the show because I won't be able to talk to you. But if you want to call in and you're listening online, the number is 1-661-554-9123. And I just want to say thank you. So the International Women's Day was started on March the 8th back in 1910. Now, this program was the International Socialist Women's Conference, and to begin the International Women's Day. At the women gained suffrage in the Soviet Union in 1917, March 8th became a national holiday there. The day was then prominent, and it was celebrated throughout time. The United States and the United Nations became involved and adopted the Women's International Day in 1975. So this is great information, and as I was doing the research, and I've been doing the International Women's Day for quite a few years now, I believe. I actually started in 2011 when it commemorated the 100th anniversary of the International Women's Day in the United States, and that's when President Obama proclaimed March 2011 to be Women's History Month. So it was calling Americans to mark International Women's Day by reflecting on the extraordinary accomplishments of women and shaping our country and shaping our history. So it was a very exciting time. So I started then. I had heard about it, but I didn't know much about it, and I decided to do some research. So during the 2011 period, the and I believe it was Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, I was just trying to remember her name, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, launched the 100 Women Initiative. And she was empowering women and girls to, through international exchanges, to stand up, be accounted, to not hold back, and to move forward in that movement. And so it was countless women all over the world who had been, you know, fighting suffrage, you know, being in conflict zones all around the world. And we can, you know, gender reform action plan had been put into place, but nothing had really been done. And so all over the world, these women stood up and decided that, you know what, I'm going to get involved in this. And it was a wonderful, wonderful celebration of women. And I was so proud to be a part of that, and I continue to do it each and every year. And if you go back to my Facebook page, you'll be able to follow me, you know, each year, because they show their little, you know, Facebook has been great about that, showing what you've done in the past and what you do in the future, and they will, it will be there. So it's a way to archive the things that we're doing, and I'm really, really excited to be a part of that. I have registered to do some things with them. I actually tried to do the 100 Women Initiative in Hampton Roads. Now, I didn't get 100 women, but I think I ended up with probably around 40 people in one room, and it was great. We actually were able to bring the businesses together. We actually had men in the room, which was so exciting, and we promoted our businesses. We were there to help each other, to answer questions, to help each other, to let others know who we were, how we help in the community, and what we were trying to do to move forward. So I was really excited about that. So I was hoping that I would get some callers in tonight, because it is open mic night. So hopefully someone will call in. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to check back and make sure that everybody has the number. It is 1-661-554-9123. And I look forward to speaking with you. So I'm going to take a brief break, but I'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Back. I hope that you're enjoying the show, and that was Inner City Blues. And of course, I have no rights to that music. I just love that song. It just gives me inspiration. And when we think back about what we've been doing, the civil rights movement, how we are changing, how there is a new movement going on right now, and it is so exciting, and I just am thrilled to see the women who have been doing the Women's March last year and again this year, and I just want to applaud them and let you know that even if I can't be in D.C. with you, I'm here in Virginia rallying and pushing forward and wanting to be a part of what you all are doing. So I'm really excited about that. So let's go back to tell you a little bit more about the Women's International Day, the International Women's Day. So the UN theme for International Women's Day in 2012 was called Empower Rural Women, and it was to end hunger and poverty in that year. So Americans invited other women all over the country to come together to celebrate women, to inspire them in their lives by sending a free International Women's Day e-card. And I thought that was so cool because even though you may not know anyone in England or in Switzerland, you could actually send cards over to women through your email, so which was really great. And it was honoring women whose efforts had made a difference in the fight against hunger and poverty. So International Women's Day was great, and it was 2012. It was Empower Rural Women in Hunger and Poverty. So we know that there will always be those who are less fortunate than us. They will always be those who will be homeless, and we want to end that. And here, especially, you know, here in America, and not to exclude anyone else, but we have to still fight to get that done. We know that there are still so many hungry people, so many homeless people, and even now when I see people standing out, and I see them all the time with their signs, and my heart goes out to them. And, of course, I know I can't save the world, but I surely can pray for them. I can't give everyone that I see funds because I'm not in that position to do that, but I help when I can. And so I'm really excited about that. So I have someone on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and open their mic, and I want you to introduce yourself. It is International Women's Day. Hello there, area code 908.
Hello. Hi, this is Coach LaLisa. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Coach LaLisa. How are you?
Wonderful. So happy
Great.
International Women's Day to you as well.
Well, thank you so much. I am so excited, you know, and I know you might remember that I do this every year, but I've never done the open mic. So this was a little bit different. Because normally I just have one guest. But I said tonight I'm going to open the mic, and hopefully women from all over the United States, all over the world will call because, of course, you know, with Blog Talk, you can go international. So I'm really excited. So, Coach LaLisa, tell me about what you're doing these days. It's been a minute.
Right. So what I'm doing these days, I'm building some classes, and I've been building classes and programs and actually offering them using various marketing formats such as Facebook, and still doing some email marketing, but doing a lot more using social media to connect with people to offer the workshops to them. So I'm excited about that. But that's
wonderful.
I mean, you don't have time for me to give you all that I'm doing, so I don't. But that's one thing. I'm doing like 18 million things, but that's like one of the main things.
Well, listen, you know, time is our friend sometimes, and sometimes it's not. So we'll chit-chat and go along, and, you know, I'll throw my little stuff in there, and then we'll chit-chat a little bit more. But I want to hear more about the classes that you're doing because I know that, I follow you on Facebook, so I know a little bit about what you
mm-hmm.
do. But can you tell our audience about some of the segments that you do on your Facebook Lives? Because I'm telling you guys, she is awesome. So tell us about some of those segments.
So some of the segments that we offer on Facebook Live is we offer training for people who want to start their own businesses. So we offer a segment for people who have a product or service, or who want to get a product or service for their coaching business. And I've been working, it seems like lately, with a lot of people who are coaches or who want to be coaches. So we have workshops for that, and then we will start working with people who want to get into the speaking business, or who want to be speakers, or who just want to be, you know, better speakers in their current jobs. But we also try to encourage individuals, if they're entrepreneurs, if they're authors, if they're coaches, and to start working on being a better speaker. And so what I do with that is I just give them tips, tools, and strategies to help them improve their speaking presence or their speaking presentations from a stage, and not just a physical stage, but also the virtual stage. So whether they're going live or they're doing a webinar or they're doing a podcast or they could be doing a teleseminar. So we try to give people those tips that would allow them to be able to communicate, not only communicate their message, but also to give them that confidence that one would want to feel when they're up speaking. So a lot of the people that come to me are people that are fearful and they're nervous about speaking in public, and or they don't yet have their signature speech. And so I kind of put them through training to help them develop their signature speech, and then we talk about other speeches that they can develop and expand from having that one speech.
Awesome. And so,
and then
Lisa,
mm-hmm.
Can you tell the listening audience how they can get in touch with you?
Mm-hmm. So the simplest way to get in touch with me is to send me a message or an inbox through social media. So, for instance, if you go to Facebook, you can just look for Coach Lalisa. If you go to LinkedIn, you don't have to look for Coach Lalisa. You could just look for Lalisa Williams. You can find me on LinkedIn. If you would prefer to try to catch me through Twitter and those types of things, so that's the easiest way, because, you know, all of those platforms have a way for you to just send people a quick message versus email, which sometimes people can get so much email, and certain parts of people's emails nowadays go to spam, and they may never see your email. So I like to use both. I like to use email and social media, because at least with social media, they haven't caught up to the spamming thing yet. So if you inbox somebody through one of the social medias, whether it's LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, or any of those, but it is best to try to find out which one the person's used the most, because what if you send me something to Twitter and I only check my Twitter account once a month? So the absolute best way, so thank you for asking that question, that is important. The best way to get me is through Facebook.
Absolutely wonderful. Now, I know that
or go to my website, Coach Lalisa. I try to keep that Coach Lalisa because people can remember that. So CoachLalisa.com.
Wonderful. So if you're just tuning in, this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. And I have with me my girl from New Jersey, Coach Lalisa. And we've been hanging out since 2012 or 13.
Before that. I started the job in 14. And when I started that job, I think we were on the third. So probably somewhere around 2011 is probably right, somewhere around 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm. Which is absolutely wonderful. So when I meet certain people, we immediately become friends. And I can't even remember when we met, because it seemed like we've always known each other. And so Coach Lisa is one of those wonderful women that I have the experience with. So I'm so excited that you were able to stop by tonight. And if you want to hang out with me a little bit longer, that's cool. If you got to run, because I know you got a thousand things that you're doing. So it's up to you, because this open mic night, so you can hang out with me and we can chit chat a little bit.
I want to hang out.
You got to run.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I don't have to run. I'm going to put it on mute so you don't have to hear me tearing up stuff or doing stuff.
No.
And then I'll just listen to the rest of your show.
All right, sounds good. And if I have a question for you, then you can jump back in, okay?
Very good.
Okay, great. So tonight is International Women's Day, and it's actually night now. And so we are celebrating women all across the globe, because international means you can reach, and This is the good thing about Blog Talk Radio. You can reach women all over the world. I've had women that called in from France and who couldn't even speak English, but they could speak enough that I could understand what they were saying. And I'm assuming that they could understand me since they called into the show. So Issues Concerning Women has gone international, so I'm really, really excited about that. I'm really proud of that. So International Women's Day is celebrated on March the 8th every year, and it commemorates the movement for women's rights. So if you're a woman out there and you're listening to the show and you've never been a participant in the movement, I encourage you to do so. And just before I started talking to Coach Lisa, I was telling you all that on, I believe I started doing this in 2011, and because President Obama made it Women's History Month, the month of March. So since that time, each year I've been trying to put together a little program and doing certain things. So I did talk about the theme for 2012, which was Empower Rural Women in Hunger and Poverty. Then in 2013, the International Women's Day was A Promise is a Promise, Time for Action to End Violence Against Women. And this is so powerful because we know there are so many women who are going through different situations such as domestic violence, such as human trafficking. We tend to, for some reason, and I don't know why, to put our heads in the sand and pretend like these things are not happening. They are happening each and every day. And then also the homelessness. You know, people are still living in their cars. People are not going to shelters. People are going from, you know, friends to friends, from couch to couch. And that's something that truly, truly tugs on our heart. The amount of human suffering, I guess that's the best way to say it, that I see in 2018. And as we're looking at what is going on, this I hope will encourage women to get out there and to join an organization and to fight for our rights, to fight for civil rights. We've been fighting, and we marched back in the 60s, so I'm telling my age now, but we're still marching and marching again in 2018. And I know there have been different marches all along the way, but it's time now for us to stand up and make sure that our voices are heard. And this is so important, and this is one of the reasons why I do this radio show. So the theme for 2014 was Equality for Women is Progress for All, and they even had Beyonce doing a YouTube video about that, so you can go back and look at that, and I think it was called, her song was called Flawless, so go back and look at that, and it talked about we should all be feminists. And, of course, you don't have to be. That's just the thing that they were doing in 2014. In 2015, it was Empowering Women, Empowering Humanity. Picture it. Just picture if each one of us, just like myself and Coach Lalisa, we take the skills that we have to empower women, and as we do that, we're reaching back and pulling one forward. And as the next woman would do the same thing, just imagine how powerful we would be. And then in 2016, they were talking about the planet, and the thing was Planet 50-50 by 2030. And so they wanted to, and I believe this is the one where they wanted to end breast cancer by 2030. So it has been going on since 1910, the International Women's Day, and I'm glad that you're able to spend some time with me and to celebrate this wonderful occasion. So I'm going to get Coach Lisa to hop back in here. I know she has me on mute because we got to allow 5 minutes, because I really want to talk with her about this Empowering Women piece. So Coach Lisa, if you can unmute yourself and come on back in. Absolutely.
All right,
wonderful.
I'm back.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. You had your little station breaker. Thank you so much. Empowering Women, that is your slogan. And in 2015, that was the theme for International Women. And it just brings to my remembrance all the times that you and I have been together and been in each other's presence, and how we encourage each other and we support each other and we push each other and we stand on each other's shoulders and we lock arms and we, you know, we have our own, we might not have a bullhorn, but we have that voice where we're speaking for those who are voiceless and doing all the things that God has ordained for us to do. So can you tell them about your Empowering Women's program?
So my program to empower women will definitely, it encompasses like a workshop, and or it could be a conference, or it could be coaching. So now what I'm doing now, what I'm empowering women with is, you know, the live feed. So I come on, and I mean, yeah, while there could be men that come in, but most of my messages are targeted at women. So, yes, and so I even created, I said, you know what, I just want to see, do women just really want to be empowered? You know, let's just get down to the skinny of it. I want to know. Women, do y'all want to be empowered or what? Y'all got to, you know what, stop playing, you know? Don't play with me. You want to be empowered or what? I want to know. Where, like, in other words, you know, years ago, the guy at work used to say, where are all my humping people at? On Wednesday, he would come to work and he would say that all the on Wednesday, when I was in the military, I was 23. That was nearly 40 years ago. But I remember it was like it was yesterday. And so I want to take, well, he was this lively guy, and I want to take that same spirit. And I just went out on Facebook one day and said, where are all my empowerment women at? Where are all of my women who say they want empowerment? And sure enough, and you probably remember this, Francie, so sure enough, the different ones are like, me, I'm here. Because I was like, do women even want to be empowered today?
Absolutely.
And I sure enough did. And so, and from that, I had about five or six women that said, me, I'm here. I said, fine. I created a group page on Facebook. I entitled it Women of Empowerment. Very simple. And I know there's a lot of empowerment stuff out there already, and that's great and that's wonderful. But what that showed me is that there is room for one more. Now, that's
absolutely
not to say I won't partner with other people. I won't partner with people like Francine Humphreys. I won't partner with this one and that one. But I created that group, and I gave people, as you know, because you signed up, Francine, I gave people even some, I created empowerment coach. I created this, what I call it, this empowerment coaching session. And I'm offering it to, I offered it to the first 20 people, but that's just the beginning. So thank you, Francine, for asking me about that, but that's what I'm doing, specifically targeting laser focus just on women's empowerment. So a woman, in other words, I got a lady, she called me today. So she called me through her mentor. So you can get in touch with me if you just need that empowerment on the job and you want to feel confident about yourself. You know, we help you with your public speaking. We'll help you with your, you know, getting, you know, more solid in relationship building. And that's what we're doing. I'm excited.
Right. Great. Okay. So we have one more person on the line. So we're going to bring them in. And it's 757-268-1924.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hey, 757. Hey. How are you?
It's just Apostle Zita Gardner. Oh,
hey.
Wonderful.
Girl, we only have about a minute and a half, Apostle, so why don't you tell us what your business is, and so the audience can find out just what you do, give us your name, your business, and how they can get in touch with you.
Wow. Well, first of all, I do have quite a few things, but, my name is Zita Gardner, and Apostle of General Overseer of First Fruit Kingdom International Outreach Ministries. But right now what I'm doing is I do have a new business I'm starting. It's called I'm an independent consultant for paparazzi jewelry and accessories, and it's starting my own business. A CEO of my own business is really interesting. And I do have a website. Yeah, yes, you can. And it's for everyone. Like you said, empowerment. Well, these sisters, that I joined in, if you ever heard of them, they call them the Papa Sisters, paparazzi.
Okay,
and
great.
It's making money, finances, and also helping each other educating each other on how they can have extra income also, you know, to take care of their families and all. But it's beautiful. It's jewelry and accessories.
Oh, wonderful. So, now, how can they get in touch with you? Because our show ends in about less than 1 minute. So I got to get you in there real quick. Okay.
Sorry, because I was supposed to have been at rehearsal tonight because I'm in a play. And so happy I have to go. So, yeah, okay. My number is area code 757-268-1924.
Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Coach Lalisa, for hanging out with me. This has been Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I should have done an hour show. I just didn't know how it was going to turn out with the open mic. But I appreciate you, ladies. Enjoy your International Women's Day, and we'll get together soon. And of course, you both have my information so you can inbox me. So we got to run tonight, but this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We love you. God bless you. And we'll see you next Thursday. Bye bye now.